Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, the first 10 verses. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I often take account of what I hear on a regular basis. I think of all the mechanical noises I hear, from my phone alarms that get me up in the morning to the beeps of my coffee maker. My wife's car now gives me loud alarms when I get too close to another car or object. And if I want, I can hear a bell ding for every email, text message, or notification that I receive. In my house, I can hear the sound of my neighbors cutting their grass, even above the cicadas from the last couple of weeks. And for those of us that work at the International Center, we have a lot of construction going on around us. I can feel and hear the work of drills and of construction workers as the dull lull comes through our building. These noises may provide warning and information, but they also create distraction and sometimes confusion. And more importantly than noises that disrupt, I take inventory of voices in my life, or those that are available to me. From the minute I wake up, I can consume podcasts on any topic in the world. I can hear about current events from thousands of sources with different agendas and motives. I can struggle to know their faithfulness or helpfulness. Minds can fatigue with building and sustaining filters for information to consume. And in that sea of information, I know that many times I have listened to voices that are not of Jesus. Voices that are of strangers, and that are so often contrary to God's words and his promises. They enter my mind and my heart and have led me astray. Jesus' words, "and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice," can cut to my heart. I know his voice, but how well do I listen? How much do I listen? How often in my sin do I plug my ears with noise when I could be listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd? How often do I listen to strangers, thieves, and robbers, rather than listen to the voice of Jesus and trusting in his promises? Thanks be to God, we have a Good Shepherd. We have a Good Shepherd who knows our need for salvation and loves us. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, the door, is the one who is worthy of such trust. Jesus led the way to salvation by being salvation itself. And out of love for his sheep, he gives life by giving up of his own life at the cross. Jesus entered into our world to bring salvation. Jesus, too, encountered voices. Voices that tempted, voices that challenged. Now, on behalf of the sheep, he would guard against the voice of Satan in the wilderness so that he would remain blameless. For the sheep, he would wrestle in the Garden of Gethsemane and display the love of God through his passion and death. And still on the cross, he would listen to voices vilify him and scoff at him. ultimately, the abundant life is the eternal life won for us in Jesus Christ. The life we enter through the door, Jesus. Jesus is the door that provides righteousness and salvation. But the abundant life is not just life we wait for. Jesus gives us the abundant life in the here and now. This life, so often in the middle of trials, is life lived in Jesus. And today in his word, Jesus enters into our lives, leads his people, leads them out into the world, and provides the means to live in his green pasture. There we have his gift of safety, security, and peace. Through his church, he delivers all these good gifts. In knowing his sheep, his word cuts to our heart to bring repentance and sorrow over sin. And in loving his sheep, our ears are tuned to hear his words of forgiveness and salvation. Through his people, whom he has called by name, one by one, his good news is shared and proclaimed. Love is lived in word and deed. And he is our strength to follow our shepherd in a life of self-sacrifice. When we go through times of trials and hardship, Jesus, our good shepherd, leads us through it. When we are drowning in the swift current of our sin, our good shepherd rescues us from the torrent and puts us on solid ground of forgiveness. It's a voice that is eager to forgive, even when I am not eager to confess my sin. When darkness leaves us in confusion, the voice of the good shepherd lights the way to life in him. At Pentecost, we celebrate the disciples speaking in various tongues. In various tongues, the voice of the good shepherd was heard. And still today, God preserves his people and provides his word for the world through the work of Bible translators, the work of his people, through the work of pastors and church workers. His word continues to guard and protect. Through his word, the shepherd enters in, calls, and leads. And through this proclamation, teaching, hearing, and reading of his word, his sheep are encouraged and led. We celebrate that the Holy Spirit opens our ears to clearly hear God's love for us and to believe in Jesus for salvation and life. May the Spirit grant us ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.